evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19 and World Press Freedom Day.
And MISA says the new information law is a progressive step towards fostering citizens' rights to access information.
Yes, and before we get there, Marvelous, we know that there are up to about 430,000 people that have actually been vaccinated for the first time in Zimbabwe, and there are about 94,131 people who have been vaccinated for the second time. So meaning that there is a low number of people that are actually getting their second dose of COVID-19. And then when you look at Zimbabwe in general, there are almost 39,000 people that contracted COVID-19 since March last year. And out of this number, 35,634 people have actually recovered, and 1,570 have died. And yesterday, there were two recorded deaths, according to the Ministry of Health, and there were 21 new cases. Indications are that this is coming up in terms of numbers, you know, because maybe it's cold, or scientifically, we may not have a term for it. So go ahead, Marvelous.
And as you just rightly said, that the COVID-19 pandemic is still with us. And here in America, we've seen that the number of deaths have surpassed 500,000, which means 500,000. But we had great news from President Joe Biden of the United States, who said last week that America has managed to vaccinate over 200 million people, surpassing his own target of 100 million people in his first 100 days of in office. So that's good news coming from here in the United States. But like we said, tonight we are going to be concentrating on World Press Freedom Day. This year's theme in Zimbabwe is Information as a Public Good, in pursuit of Section 62 on Access to Information of the Constitution of Zimbabwe.
And the theme of us is crafted against the background of the 1991 Windhoek Declaration, which stresses that an independent and pluralistic press is crucial in information dissemination.
The Windhoek Declaration encourages African governments to provide constitutional guarantees to freedom of the press and association.
Where is Zimbabwe today in terms of press freedom? According to MISA Zimbabwe, the country's 2013 constitution explicitly says there is crucial information that is being framed by the constitution to say people can access that information. There's freedom of expression and media freedom, among other progressive provisions under its Bill of Rights.
And the country enacted the Freedom of Information Act in 2020 in place of the widely discredited Access to Information and Protection of Privacy Act, APA, which during that time was attributed to Professor Jonathan Moyo of ZANU-PF at that time, who was the information minister.
MISA also says the new information law is a progressive step towards fostering citizens' rights to access to information.
And MISA further recommendable developments include the licensing of the country's first ever community radio stations and private commercial television stations, as well as campus stations, as well as radio stations at Great Zimbabwe University, Midland State University, University of Zimbabwe, Lupano State University, National University of Science and Technology, and Harare Polytechnic College. So those have been said to be progressive moves.
MISA is, however, concerned that these progressive steps risk being marked by some clawback provisions in some of the laws that are before or have since been passed by Parliament.
Mm-hmm.
It further says one such law is the Cybersecurity and Data Protection Bill. MISA says the bill is strong on surveillance of citizens and weak on balancing cybersecurity with the enjoyment of fundamental rights such as free expression online and other issues. Endaweni zonke zomhlaba ezijiyeneyo. Namhlanje ke sixoxa ngakhona oku ke okwenzakala eZimbabwe. Nxa sikhangela i-COVID-19 siyabona ukuthi itshaya sibili okunye okumangalisayo emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Nxa sikhangela khonokho kwethulwa ke uhlangothi lwezempilakahle eZimbabwe luthi kukhanya ngani kulabantu asebesedlula i-430,000 asebehlatshwe okokuqala i-JXN zokuvimba ukumemetheka kwe-COVID-19. Luyaphinda njalo ukuthi kulabantu abayi 94,131 asebehlatshwe okwesibili amajekiseni atshiyeneyo. Siyakwazi ukuthi eZimbabwe kusetshenziswa amajekiseni ambalwa. Kwesi kusithi izolo kulabantu ababili ababulewe yi-COVID-19 kodwa abayi 21 batholakala ke belo mkhuhlane lo. So ngani khonapho ke kuyahlupha kancane. Nxa sikhangela njalo ukuthi eZimbabwe kusukela ngesikhathi kuqhamuka umkhuhlane sokulabantu 38,281 asebahlolwa batholakala bele COVID-19 kwathi abayi 35,634 ngabantu asebaphepha kumkhuhlane lo. Kuthi ke abayi 1,570 marvelous ngabantu asebabulawa yi-COVID-19. So yeah, kunjalo.
Aiwa, kunewo vachangobva kupinda pachirongwa chedu tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro anhasi musi wemuvhuro azuva rechitatu mumwedzi waMei. Pano pachirongwa chedu paLive Talk chatinokupai tiri muWashington DC pamusoro pedenda reCOVID-19. Pari zvino denda iRecovid 19 munyika bazi rezveutano rinoti iro pane vanhu 38,281 vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri zvichisanganisirawo vamwe vakabatwa nedenda iri kubva ratanga muna March gore rapfuura kusvika iye zvino riri pa 35,634 iyezve vamwewo vakabatwa necovid 19 vakawanikwa ivo vachitadza kukunda chirwere ichi vakashaya variwo pa 1,570 saka tinotenda kuti pane vamwe vakabatwa nedenda iri vakakwanisa kurikunda vataurwa ivavo nebazi rezveutano kuti vari pa 35,634 tozotarisa zvakare kuti nhomba yecovid-19 iri kuwanikwa iyo ichori pakati pekubayiwa pari zvino uyezve tinoona kuti pari zvino pane vari muphase 2 hurumende iri kuti iyo vari pasei bazi rezveutano vari kuti iwo pane vanhu 430,068 vabatwa vawanikwa ivo vachibayiwa nhomba yecovid-19 saka ndozvimwe zvatitange tiri kutarisa tichitarisa zvakare kuti nhasi izuva revatori venhau rinonzi iro Press Freedom Day rinotarisa iro mabatirwo ari kuitwa vatori venhau pasi rose takatarisawo munyika yezimbabwe kuti zviri kufamba sei pari zvino tichiona kuti munguva yapfuura taiona vamwe vatori venhau vachishungurudzwa uyezve vachiendeswa kumatare nezvimwe zvakadaro saka tinotarisa isu kuti sangano remisa ranga riri kuwanikwa iro tichitaurawo kuti pane zvimwewo zvakagonewa nehurumende payakagadzirisa mubumbiro remutemo mabatirwo anenge achiitwa zvekutepfenyura nhau vakataura ivo kuti pari zvino pane macommunity radio station uyezve nezvimwe zviteshi zviri pazvikoro zvikuru munyika yezimbabwe zvavanoti izvo aiwa iri idanho rakanaka rakatorwa asi vakazoshora zvakare ivo vemisa kuti pane vamwewo zvakare hurumende haisi kukwanisa kunge iri kubata vatori venhau zvakanaka uyezve vakataura ivo kuti tinoona vatori venhau vachimbunyikidzwa mukuita mabasa avo pasi pemimwe mitemo iri munyika iri kunge ichifanira kunge kuti iyo iwanikwe ichirandudzwa Gibbs.
Yes, marvelous. Njangakona kunge akuvera kuti namhlanje ke iWorld Press Freedom Day lolusuku kuti phela kukhangela ukuthi kambe eze kwethulwa kwembiko kuhamba njani kwele Zimbabwe emhlabeni onke jikelele. Siyakhumbula ukuthi ke kule into kuthiwa iVindbook declaration eka-1991 iyakubeka sobala simle ukuthi amazwe kuzwekazi le-Africa kumele bebone ukuthi ke nxa abantu bethapha indaba bathapha indaba ngokukhululeka okunye okumangalisayo njalo kumele ukuthi kube lemisakazo emningi kanye lamaphephandaba nokunye okuthiyeneyo. So lo nyaka ke i-team yokuthi kunanzwa lolu suku ithiwa ke the information as a public good in pursuit of section 62 on access to information of the constitution of Zimbabwe. Khonapha bathi hayi phela ukuthi uthaphe indaba into eqakathekileyo kakhulu so ngakho ke kumele kuvuleke okumele kuvuleke. Siyabona ukuthi i-team le ilungiswe khonapha bekhangele i-1991 Windhoek declaration ekubeka sobala sibule ukuthi nxa kukuthi information itapeka kamnandi kwenza ukuthi phela kusebenzeke so konke konoko kungane izinto azifunakala esuna ngoZulu so singakhangela njalo ke siyabona ukuthi ke khonapha ke inxaso ukukhangelwe ivindu declaration kuyakhanya ukuthi vele kwakudingakala ukuthi kube lokuvuleka sibili kwezindaba lokunye okutshiyeneyo imisa Zimbabwe ithi ye eZimbabwe kukhona osokwenzakele kodwa kukhona okunye kungazange kwenzakale. We are happy that we've got Mr. John Masuku. You know, I talked to him before this show, and here is what he said about World Press Freedom Day.
What is important is that we carry out self-introspection. We look at how we are performing as media, which is something that we look at in our everyday life. But this particular day is set aside so that we go deeper into analyzing how we work as media and what improvements we can make. So that's what makes the day special. And in terms of freedoms, we are still yearning for more freedoms. We want to be fair as media. We don't want people following on people who are just doing their work professionally. Of course, there's been a proliferation of fake news all over, and that we condemn. We don't want our practice of journalism to be tainted by fake news. We want to be honest reporters, honest broadcasters, honest writers, and so forth. So these are the things that we try to promote on this day, which is given to us through UNESCO, to talk about how to build more professionalism, how to ensure that information is treated fairly to everyone, because the theme is to do with information as a public good. So you don't want to pass false information, you don't want to pass half-baked information, but you want to pass honest information. And you are not pleasing a particular individual, but you are pleasing mankind by being honest and truthful in your reporting. So as journalists, that's what we stand for, and that's what we urge all our fellow journalists, even the youngsters who are coming up, to be honest, to be professional, to make sure that all the two sides to the coin are brought into the story and not to take sides.
Give us your fair assessment of media laws in Zimbabwe, you know, just a fair assessment.
Well, as a legal person, I would just say there's still room for improvement. There is no need to have any laws that hinder the freedoms to gather information. And also, we don't expect public authorities to hide information. So these laws should ensure that journalists and all those seeking information are protected so that we get the best information as we can for our different products in programming and news writing.
As a journalist, you know, how difficult or how easy is it to actually write news in Zimbabwe?
I think by and large, journalists are writing news. There's a lot of news coming from Zimbabwe, but of course there's also a lot of fake news. And unfortunately, in some cases, when journalists don't get response from government, they end up maybe adding some hearsay. And then those public officials only come up when the news has been distributed, with some fake news or without their input. But by and large, I think people are writing stories. People are writing for Zimbabwean media as well as international media here and there when half-baked information is published. Well, people have gotten into trouble. Unfortunately, there isn't much we are doing in terms of fighting corruption through journalism. We need more investigative journalism. I'm glad that it is being promoted at the moment, and so that we unearth some of the unfair practices, some of the things that are really milking our economy. We really need to play our part as journalists. But what we urge each other is to make sure that we publish accurate, correct information. Let's use different ways and means to get accurate information, to get all sides to the coin, so that when we publish, people will believe in us, and that will end up leading to a change, or maybe a reduction, or even an obliteration of corrupt tendencies that have really, you know, milked our country economically, politically, and otherwise.
So now you're saying you can write news without anyone knocking on your door to say, you know what, Mr. Masuku, what you're writing about is not likable. You are saying a lot about the government, and please, shut up. There's nothing like that, right?
No, I wouldn't say there's nothing like that, but it's not an everyday occurrence. Here and there, something will come up that, you know, someone has written a story and the government or ruling party are not happy about it. And unfortunately for us, journalists, at times we fall short because indeed we have not checked certain facts, we have not verified with the right people and so forth. But what I was saying to you is that by and large, stories are being written left, right, and center in local and international press. And at times, the government does complain, especially with stories that come from private media, like Newsday and so forth. But I want to believe that they continue to write, and where they really feel that something is wrong in their writing, they do apologize. But we're glad that they are unearthing a lot of things that may not be unearthed by public media. That is very, very important. But as we do that, let's do it professionally. Let's make sure that we dig into the facts and, you know, like what others are already doing, like news hoax and so forth, and give background information so that people really make informed choices. People will make informed choices if the media is giving them all the information, all the backgrounds, all the profile. We need that so that we tell the truth about what's going on. But from what you're asking, I'm saying on a day-to-day basis, no one is knocking to say, don't write this, don't write that. But there are some reactions that do take place indeed when government or ruling party in particular, or even business people are not happy about how stories have been, you know, have been angled in some circumstances. Because your question might sound as if you cannot even go out to gather news. No, you can actually go out and gather news, and you may go on, but be careful that any time, you know, if you go into some of these hot things, yes, your fingers will be bent. And if you're on the right side, you'll stand by your story and say, this is what I found. This is the fact on the ground. Your editors and your publishers will do that. But yes, you are able to go out and gather news.
Yes, marvelous. That's John Masuku. You know, he's actually expressing his own opinion. He's a veteran broadcaster there. Quiet. Marvelous.
Aiwa apo tanga tirikunzwa zviri kufungwawo nevamwe vagara mubasa irori rekutesenyura kwenhau vachitaura iwo mafungiro avo kuti mazuwano tinoona pane iya inonzi fake news kana kuti nhau dzinenge dzichipepetwa zvisiri izvo. Asi tinozoona dziri padande mutande vanhu vachishandisa mumawhatsapp group nezvimwe zvakadaro. Izvozvo ndozvimwe zviri kukanganisa zuva irori ratiri kutaura ratingati Press Freedom Day, kuti vamwe vanenge vari kunyora nhau dzechokwadi vachikwanisa kunge vachiita zvinenge zvakadzidziswa mubasa irori rekupepeta nhau. Mazuwano vari kusanganidza nhau vachikwikwidzana nevamwewo vanongova vachiitawo mabasa ekufunga kuti vanopepeta nhau, asi vachizowanikwa ivo vachiendesa zvinhu zvakadai senhau dzisiri dzemachokwadi. Aiwa, ndinofara ndiri kuona mukoma vakwanisa kupinda muchirongwa. Ndozotiranga riri birthday renyu nezuro. Happy birthday. Asi hatisi kukunzwa itaurisai.
Thank you very much. It's marvelous. Thank you.
You recently came from Zimbabwe, from Mashingo. What would you say or comment ne panyaya iyo ye International Press Freedom Day tinoona zvizhinji kutaurwa pamusoro pekumbunyikidzwa kwevanopepeta nhau uyezve nevamwe vanoita zvematongerwo enyika nezvimwe zvakamira sei semaonero enyu?
Chekutanga, ndinoti vapepeti venhau nevatori venhau havachisina iya yatinoti freedom, especially muno munyika yeZimbabwe kana kuti muAfrica as a whole. Muchaona kuti even pakaitika anything chaitika anywhere, vati venhau munoona vachirobwa, munoona vachisungwa nemapurisa, munoona vachitorwa makamera avo, vachishungurudzwa, vachishungurudzirwa basa ravo ravanofanira kunge vachiita. Saka iye yatinoti freedom ndo yavasisina. Kuda kana pavanenge vaonawo mukana wekuti kuda vachengeta zvakafreedom kavanenge vavana kukashamira kwavo, muchaona kuti havazokwanisa kuzviita. Why? Because mabasa avo makazhinji, mamedia house mazhinji ava nemasides atinoti mapato anenge achitsigira kana kuti maindividuals avanotsigira. So vatori venhau havasisina that freedom. Vakiitwa yatiti pachirungu gagging, yekuti kana kuti whipping, yekunzi munonzi musatora nhau dzakati, tora dzakati, tora nhau dzakati, tora dzakati. Ukaenda kuZBC, ukaenda kuSunday Mail, ukaenda kuChronicle, mapepa ose anorangwa nestate, mutoramati vatori venhau havasi kunyora zvunhu nemazvo vakasununguka, nokuti vanenge vachitya kuzonzi ko madarirei izvi, maitirei izvi. Saka nokudaro that freedom havasisina. Even ukaenda kunoramba maindependent media houses, uchaona kuti maybe kuda mukuru wavo kuda anenge ari ZANU-PF kana kuti maybe ari aligned neMDC. At the end of the day, vatori venhau, maeditors enhau, they cannot even exercise their freedom because vanoita zvokuudzirwa kuti izvi hatizvidi mubepa redu, izvi ndizvo zvatinoda. So that freedom is lacking. Ndo panozogara nhau yacho vagwana mukoma vari kutaura kuti dzimwe nhau zhinji dzava dzenhema, dzava dzamanyepo. Why? Because vari kuitira kuti vana vakutambisa mari vafare, vamwevo vachiitira kuti mapepa avo atengwe. Asi nhau dzedu zhinji dziri dzemazvokwadi.
Saka pamira pakadaro, tinoona kana imo muno muAmerica panga paine mutungamiri weAmerica anga ari muno vaDonald Trump, vakagara vachitaura kuti vatori venhau vanonyora nhau dzisiri dzemashokwadi. Zvimwe zvanga zvakutopinda muvanhu vachingofunga kuti mabasa ese anoitwa nevatori venhau mamwe zvavanonyora ndezvekunyepa. Tingaone zvichizosanduka here? Takatarisa imo muno muAmerica kana nekuZimbabwe kwamataura kuti vazhinji vanenge vachinyora vakarerekera kumapato havanowanikwa ivo vachiteedzera kana kuti vachitsigira, kana kuti vanenge vangonyora kuti vawanikwe ivo vachitengesa kuti mari ipinde mukambani.
Ndoda kutanga neissue yekuno kuAmerica. Dambudziko rakaitika pana vatirambo nderekuti pavaiti mapepa vatori venhau vanonyepa vairifeya kumedia house imwe chete, at the same time vachikurudzira kuti imwe ndeyechokwadi nekuti yainyora zvavaida. That's the biggest challenge we have in this world. Kana media house inotaura zvaunoda ndoinotaura zvemazviro kwazvo, inotaura zvausingadi inonzi inonyepa. So at the end of the day, unenge umeme uchiwedzera that division within the media fraternity, and therefore the media fraternity will be divided into two, and each house aligned itself kumunhu waaifanira kuti uyu ndiye anoita zviripozitivi kwaari, uyu anoita zvinegativi kwaari, hatimudi. So that statement on its own, to me, it was so divisive zvokuti media houses aizopedzisira ose amwe ava aligned kuna vaTrump, amwe ava aligned the opposite side. So the same thing is cascading down to African media houses. It's cascading down to African media houses. So that spirit ikaramba yakadaro, handisi kuona dambudziko richipera anytime soon.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Kurawona. Stay on the line. We're coming back to you shortly. So we'll further discuss this issue with John Masuli. Listen to what he says about media freedom and other things in Zimbabwe in Ndebele.
Lusuku olukakathekileyo kakhulu kumntatheli zindaba kanye lakubabali bezindaba lababukeli, ukuthi sibonisane ngokuthi kambe kwini okungalungisiswa ukuze ukuhamba kwezindaba endaweni ezijeneyo kuhambe kuhle, kungabi lezinto eziphicayo, kungabi lokuxabana lokunye okunjalo. Kodwa konke lokhu kumele sikwenze nsuku zonke lanxa leli langa liqakathekile ukuthi sijule kikho.
Sengathi nxa sikhangela khonapha eZimbabwe khonoko kuthiwa yi-press freedom, kume njani?
Hhayi, kwesinye isikhathi kuyabe kulungile, kodwa kwesinye isikhathi bangavuka belele ngomhlubulo abadala kungathi kuyajika. Ngakho-ke ye kuyasebenzeka khona Dube, kodwa ngokokunanzelela ikakhulu nxa kuyikuthi ukhuluma iqiniso ngezinto ezenzakalayo, ngoba kwesinye isikhathi ulakho ukunyikinywa ukuthi okunje lalokhu lokhu lalokhu kungani ukukhuluma.
So ngasithi sikhangela sibili kungumasuku unje, wenelisa uyayenelisa yini ukuthi uthaphe indaba ungadingwa ngomunye umuntu ukuthi ubuthaphani la?
Angenelisa, singilesikhathi eside ngithaphe indaba vele kanginyemukule emuva ngizenzela nje ngikhululekile lesikhathi ndapha nesasihlukuluzwa khona kangizange ngichede lemuva ngapho ngokuqhubeka nginjalo ngithemba laba ababefuna ukuthi bazingele baze bejayela labo ngakho ke hayi mina emsebenzini wami konke engulobayo konke engikwenzayo engikhulumayo empilweni yami lokushisa igama lamazange ngilifihle emsebenzini wami ngenxa yokuthi umsebenzi wami engawukhethayo njalo engingasoze ngiwusebenze ngizifihlile.
Abanye ke abathapha indaba kambe bangabe bekhululeke njengomasuku?
Ye, bakhona bakhululekileyo sibili njalo bakhona endihlala bakhuthaza abaphungwesaba umnyama ongelampisi. Yebo, kwesinye isikhathi kulokuhlukuluza ukukhona hatshi isikhathi sonke. Okunye njalo okwenza ukuthi abanye besabe, bakhona esibabonayo ababefuna nje ukuphumisa yonke into, okunye kungamanga, okunye kungaqediswa kuhle. Khonokho kwenza ukuthi ugcine sudinga. Kodwa nxa ungumuntu olandela zonke izinqumo neziqondiso zokuthapha indaba eseqinisweni, xa kuyikuthi kumele ukhulume labantu abatshiyeneyo, ukhuluma lenxa zonke zabantu, hatshi ukukhetha ukuthi ngizakhuluma nalabo kuphela abanye batshiye lanxa konke besedabeni. Konke khonokho kuya kudingisa ngabezomthetho, ngoba uyabe ukhulume ngecele elinye kwesinye isikhathi uqamba amanga unganikanga abanye ithuba lokuthi bakhulume iqiniso.
Ye, khonapho-ke imithetho-ke ayibophi abantu ukuthi basebenze. Sakhumbula ukuthi kwakule IPA yasulwa kodwa-ke ithe izesulwa khonapho kwakungenisa okunye kuthi abanye bathi kunuka santongwane.
Ye, enye imithetho yona le eyokwenqabela abantu ukuthi basebenze bekhululekile ilokhu ikhona njalo inhlanganiso zethu thina njengentatheli zindaba ezifanana nabomisa o-VMCZ lezinye nje ziyaphatheka ekuthini ilungisiswe, ngoba kungenzeka ukuthi kwedlula iminyaka emibili emithathu leyo mthetho ingasetshenziswanga. Kodwa-ke kwelinye ilanga baza kuyayivumbulula nxa kukhona abafuna ukuthi bakuzingele ngakho. Ngakho-ke ayibe yimithetho ekhululekileyo enza ukuthi intatheli zindaba zisebenze zikhululekile, zisebenza ngolwazi olupheleleyo njengoba zafundela esikolweni kanye lemsebenzini. Ikhona sibili imithetho Dube, kodwa thina kuhlanganiso zethu ezijiyeneyo siyahlangana sibonisana ukuthi ingesulwa njani uze ibe yimithetho engayisiyo yokuzingela abantu, kodwa ibe yimithetho yokwenza ukuthi kube lo mthetho, kube lobuntu, kube lembeko nxa kuthathwa indaba.
Kodwa ngokubona kwakho Sibini, nxa sikhumbula baba Masuku kudala sibe waqalisa ukuthapha indaba, usathapha indaba usesengumfana lokuthapha indaba okwakumanje, kwini ongathi kungumgoqo ukuthi ugcina uthapha indaba ngemfanelo kulezi nsuku?
Sekulezinto eziningi Dube ezenza ukuthi amanga asabalale, njengoba kathesi sikhuluma nje kalula ku-social media. Umuntu munye ngamunye usengumsakazi. Ngingakhumbula khonapha nje ukuthi ngifuna ukutshela umhlaba wonke ukuthi uDube weLongville emzimwane lijahe lingalunganga, kuyatshona sokugcwela umhlaba wonke abantu sebekuthatha njengomuntu ogangileyo. Ngenxa yalokho ngiyabe ngilobile ngakufaka kuTwitter, ngakufaka kuFacebook. Kugcine kunye wakhona kuthathwa lazinhlanganiso ezinkulu ezezindaba sekuchiyene ngesikhathi sethu kwakule misakazo yayisakaza ku-FM, ama-WhatsApp, o-Twitter, o-Instagram, bonke babengekho ukusabalalisa amanga asesabalaliswa kakhulu kulezi nsuku. Njalo abantu ngenxa yokuthi sekule misakazo eminingi kulokuncintisana okuthile ukwenzela ukuthi balalelwe, bazuze imali lokunye okuchiyeneyo, abanye bagcina sebesebenza ngendlela leyana engaqondanga ukwenzela ukuthi bahuge abantu abaningi ukuze babalalele kumbe bababukele. Khonokho lapho akulunganga. Sebenzisa nje indlela ozaziyo ezokuthapha indaba, abantu bakuthandele iqiniso, abantu bakuthandele inhlelo ezimnandi, abantu bakuthandele ukuloba okumnandi okuphumisa iqiniso elipheleleyo.
Yes, marvelous. That's John Masuku, the veteran journalist. You know what he's saying is, you know, in Zimbabwe, of course, when you talk of press freedom, there are so many issues that we can talk about there, but at the end of the day, somehow there are some people who can gather news without any problems, but there are some who can't, you know, when they're doing so, there are so many challenges. So he says, but at the end of the day, there's an element of self-censorship at times. You know, he says people fear the unknown, but at the end of the day, he says, when there's nobody knocking on your door to say, hey, Marvelous, you're writing the wrong thing here, it's good for you, but in some cases it happens. So he says people must not believe that Zimbabwe has got this kind of, you know, unlimited freedom in which you can actually write news. And he advises, you know, journalists to fairly balance their stories. He says that's key and fundamental in news reporting. So he says in these days of fake news, it's dangerous just to be picking things from all over the show, because at the end of the day, you may end up circulating fake news. And he says some journalists are actually fond of, you know, just grabbing things and publishing them without verifying the sources of information. So he says in that kind of scenario, then you get into trouble, really. Big, big trouble.
Aiwa apo tiri kunzwa zvanga zviri kutaurwa navamasupo vanga vachitaura ivo pamusoro pekuti zvakakosha kuti kana munhu achinyora iye nhau vanyore ivo vasina divi ravakarerekera yavanoti ivo balance, asi vari kuti ehe, mazuva ano zvimwe zviri kuitika ndezvekuti vatori venhau vanonyora, asi vamwe vachinyora vachitya, kunyange pasina vanhu vari kuvatyisidzira vanenge vatozvitarisira kuti upenyu hwako hunogona kuenda pasina kumira zvakanaka. Uyezve vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti mazuva ano zvakare kune matandemutande akawanda akadai seTwitter, vana Facebook ivava, vana zvakawanda-wanda, Instagram nezvimwezvo. Saka vanhu vari kungotora nhau kwavanenge vadziona pasina kunyatsoferefetwa kuti nhau idzi ndedzechokwadi here kana kuti kwete. Saka ndo zvimwe zvavari kutaura kuti zviri kusanganikwa nazvo ivo mazuva ano panyaya yekuferefeta nhau uyu kana kuti kutorwa kwenhau uku. Gibbs.
Yes, we have apparently lost Mr. Kurawona. I think he's trying to log in. So okay. Let's hear more from John Masugu, you know, concerning other issues, press freedom and other matters. So last call mang emisakazo is nengi esibabo siyabona ukuthi sokuleminye imisakazo etshiyeneyo kodwa konoku ke ukuthi kunikwa abanye abanye abanikwanga wena kokubamba njani kona
akulunganga kuyakhanya ngoba uzafika ukuthi le esilayo khathesi imisakazo ikakhulu le okuthiwa izimele yodwa ngayizimelanga yodwa imisakazo ephansi kwenhlanganiso zikahulumende. Ngiyakhumbula thina umsakazo wethu we-Radio VOP ngesikhathi se-applya sazama sibili ngendlela zonke ukuthi sifake amaphepha nokukhuluma ngendlela emnandi esuthisa labo abasilalelayo, kodwa hhayi akulalapho esafika khona labanye bethu esa-applya labo, kodwa bagcina sebethola lezo ncwadi. Siyabona ukuthi izinhlanganiso eziphansi kukahulumende ezezimpapers kwaphinda kwathola lelinye ijaha elalilunga lephalamende lebandla elibusayo, bonke laba abazimele bodwa sibili labanye abazama ngemva kwethu hhayi abakatholi. Singona sizabona kathesi ukuthi kule imisakazo evulwayo bakhona yini abazathola, nakule amatelevision eyaphumayo abanye abasiki bebunda angakudingisisi, kodwa abasiki bebunda bathi ezinye inhlanganiso ziphansi kwamasotsha, ziphansi kwezinye inhlanganiso zikahulumende kodwa zinamabizo achiyeneyo. Konke lokho kumele kudingisiswe kubonakala ukuthi kambe kuliqiniso yini, ngoba singathi thina sesinemisakazo emitsha kanti-ke yonke imisakazo kahulumende kumbe ebandla elibusayo kodwa kucatshwe ngabanye abantu. Ngasikhululekeni nje sibe lemisakazo yabantu bonke nje abafisa ukuthi babe nemisebenzi yokusakaza, hathi ukuthi kudingakala ukuthi umuntu wakhona aze asekele ibandla elibusayo, aze abe umuntu osekela kakhulu uhulumende, ngabe ngumuntu weZimbabwe olandela imithetho yeZimbabwe, ongasiyo sigangi, ongasiyo umuntu oyiphula imithetho, umuntu othi nxa uye emapholiseni akula lutho, akula sici ngaye, othi nxa uyiwa ngaphi uyabe ngumuntu nje okhululekileyo weZimbabwe. Akumele ukuthi ube umuntu okhululekileyo ngobungane kuphela lokudlala labantu abakuhulumende kumbe babedla elibusayo, ngoba ngumuntu okhululekileyo othanda iZimbabwe yakhe lanxa ungela abangane kuhulumende, lanxa ungela abangane kubadla elibusayo, kodwa ungumuntu othanda ilizwe lakhe. And ukuthanda ilizwe lakho akutsho ukuthi uhambe weyame ngokuthi ngenxa yokuthi ngilekhadi lenhlanganiso ngenxa yokuthi ngisekela abantu kuhulumende. Ngibona ngathi ngomkhuhlane osowasingenayo lapha eZimbabwe, nganxa umuntu ehlangana lawo sokuzwa ukuthi wazala lobani kuhulumende, wazala lobani kubandla elibusayo, sekwandile. Sembona nabantwana abancane sebekufunda khonoku beswele ukuthi bangakhululeka bazimele bodwa, kodwa bengabantu abathanda lokuvikela ilizwe labo.
Sematike uhulumende ungandwe sabantu ukuthi kube lemsakazo omnengi ekhululekileyo ekamasuku uzimele wedwa kwesetshwane lapha.
Kulabantu nje abangathandi iqiniso abathanda nje ukuthi lanqabe yengabanye abantu uphonga uchiwa kunjalo, kodwa ke ungabuya ke umsakazo kwamasuku lo utshoyo uthi ukuthi hayi yiloke elikuzwileyo lanxa kuphume kumsakazo kwahulumende kumbe umsakazo osekelwa libandla kumbe eminye umsakazo kwesesikhathi phela okwamanga lokhu ayisuko kukahulumende lamabandla kusaya kuphela. Okunye kwenziwa ngabezamabhizinisi ngenxa yokuthi kukhona bayabe kudinga. Nxa sikhuluma ngokukhululeka kwezindaba Dube, sikhuluma ngezinto ezihlanganisa uhulumende, ezihlanganisa abantu makhaza, ezihlanganisa amankampani azimele wodwa, ukuthi amanga kakukhathalekile ukuthi akhulunywa ngubani, kawalunganga, asibeni ngabantu abakhuluma iqiniso. Ngakho-ke ye abantu nxa bengafuni ukuthi bakhuluma iqiniso kaningi wena ungazama ukuveza iqiniso elipheleleyo balakho ukuthi bangakuthakazeleli.
Now let's talk about the registration of new players, you know, in terms of broadcasters and so forth. So how is the environment now?
Well, the environment is not yet there because while we have diversity, so many names, new names that were not there decades ago, but we are not plural as yet because most of the names that make it are those that are associated with the ruling authorities and so forth. We want a situation whereby, you know, every member of the public who is capable of running a newspaper organization or a broadcasting organization is given that opportunity. Not because they are friends with the minister, not because they support the ruling party or government and so forth, but because they are loyal Zimbabweans who abide by the Zimbabwean laws. That is very, very important, that abiding by the Zimbabwean laws, loyalty to the constitution of Zimbabwe and so forth may happen even if you are not a member of the ruling party, even if you are not a member of government and so forth, because there's a notion which is unfortunately also creeping into our young generation that you can only be a patriot, or even people believing that when you talk about patriotism, you're talking about being a member of the ruling party. Or no, actually you can be a patriot when you are not a member of the ruling party, when you are not a member of government, but you are a patriot because you observe and abide by the laws of Zimbabwe that have been agreed. We've said that even some of the bad laws, as long as they are there and they have not been repealed, you have to abide by them and fight in the background to have them changed. But until they are changed, they are there and you may be affected by them.
And finally, you know, this is the era of fake news, and everyone is a journalist, literally. So how do you navigate as a newsman, you know? How do you navigate and say, this is news, this is fake, this is, you know, how do you do that, briefly?
You can check. There are so many ways of checking. You check with the people concerned who are in that story. And also, fake news is usually poorly written. The sourcing, you know, the naming of sources, and already by the time you get to paragraph 2, if you are a real professional journalist, you can start raising your eyebrows, you can start raising your questions about the authenticity of a story and so forth. And also, if you also are well-informed, are well-read, and you know what's happening, you know that this and that are not adding up. Let me check. You don't just rush to publish. Unfortunately, some renowned, well-established publications have published facts that they get from fake news, which means that their editors will not have checked simply because so-and-so's name has been mentioned. So we should also use some of the tips that we're getting from organizations such as ZimFact about how to check for fake news. Is very, very important. I really commend what my colleague Chris Chinaka and company have been doing, going around journalism schools and newsrooms and so forth, sharing their ideas about how we can avoid fake news, giving them some steps of checking stories, especially those breaking stories as they come in. I mean, we're all guilty of that. I just saw a WhatsApp which says Zimbabwe schools examinations results for all levels have come out. And I think the first one I really shared without checking everything, but I said, no, maybe I'll check later. I'm not sure about the site that is distributed it. But I was only sending to my family how do they publish that. But later on, when I saw it being a government institution, ZIMSEC being a government institution, when I saw it coming from the Herald Online and ZBC News Online, I said, I think there's an element
it's
of
authentic.
Truth there.
Yeah.
It's authentic, yeah. So that gave me comfort. But otherwise, well, the first ones that I sent to my family, to I wasn't that comfortable because I wasn't too sure about the site that had first distributed. Last week, actually, after the A-level results, I think the following day, on a Saturday, there was fake news that already the O-level results were out. But the fake news was very poorly written, and you could tell from the first paragraph that this is fake.
Mr. Masuku, it has been a pleasure talking to you. You know, thank you so much for the in-depth analysis of every issue that we posed to you. Last question.
Thank you very much. I wish all the journalists the best in the World Press Freedom Day. I'm very proud to be saying that to you because you remember, Tube, in 2013, I was the recipient of the World Press Freedom Award. I'm just polishing my trophy in order for me to take a nice picture and send a message to my fellow journalists to make sure that we remain professional, we remain honest, and we remain law-abiding citizens, but who tell the truth as it should be told.
Now, John Masuku here is talking about press freedom and, you know, the aspect of fake news. Mm-hmm. You know, he says, well, there's a crisis here. Everybody is a journalist. Everyone that you see today is a journalist. Unlike the olden times when he was, you know, a young journalist and so forth. So he says, now you can have people actually scooping you from their houses. So at the end of the day, you must know what you're writing about.
He says that is very true.
He actually picked up some story, you know, concerning all levels. Read the story and said last week, it seems like this is fake news. Because he says the only thing that showed him that it was fake news, it was the way it was written, you know. Because you can easily tell when you're a newsman,
yes.
You can easily tell this is
no
not,
attribution.
You see?
No W's.
So it was just hanging, you know. So he says under those circumstances, you know, you cannot have such things being published. So it becomes a
huge
challenge.
The sentiments are shared by a lot of people because right now, people that actually read blogs and that are on social media platforms, sometimes they don't really understand the way that we as journalists actually, you know, that we do get trained. We know exactly that, you know, there are certain rules that you have to follow. There are ethics that you have to follow. Mm-hmm. So sometimes, you know, because they are so used to seeing everybody who thinks they are now a journalist, because maybe they picked up a story that they thought was juicy and passed along on social media. But if you are a journalist and you have a trained eye, you can tell, like what Mr. Masuku just said, that no, this one, I think it's fake news. There is no background. There is no attribution. There's a lot of, you know, holes in the story. But to a layman, they will just think it's juicy and will pass it along. And that's how a lot of people end up being misinformed about certain issues, especially COVID-19. You know that we have done a lot of live programs on other platforms, like Let's Talk and your Zimbabwe Today. And when people come on there, they will say, I saw on WhatsApp that COVID-19 vaccine causes you to do this and this and this. But it's not verified information. It's not information coming from, you know, medical people. It's just news that has been circulated amongst people that is not verified. So, you know, in this time of COVID-19, I think that's where we're seeing a lot of fake news being circulated around, like what Mr. Masuku was saying over there. Kunewa waruku pachirongo parishu, utangachuku uzwa kupa, kunewa John Masuku, waruku tawara iwo kutipangua ino ya tripura rama. Munhu wese anozviona kunge ave mupepetiwe nawo nokuti kana uine foni uchingokwanisa kuona zviri kuitika panze apo unogona kutotaura kuti ndo zviri kuitika kunoku kana zvakadaro nezvakadaro asi vati ivo ivo vane ziso rekuona kuti zvinenge zvanyorwa izvi zvinenge zviri zvechokwadi here kana kuti kwete nekuti kazhinji kacho mabasa atinoita aya ekutora nawo tinotoenda kuchikoro totonodzidziswa kuti zvinofambiswa sei zvizvo unofanira kutarisa pakunyora yatingati iye nurundu. Yeshu nenge shaitika uyeshe wawana here kuenza nisanya ii. Kutu kana uru kutaura tomboti neva naita shema tonge rwenyika. Wawana izwire mapato vanopikisa here nebato rukutonga. Kuitira kutu ukwanza kuwa na iya tunoti balance. Uyeshe wavunza mifunzo inoendera na here kutu muna kavirenga. Ano nyatuzwa uti chii. Shaka itika kupirini sei. Kune madambu yu ya tino wanikuwa isusu tizizi kwa kuti ayandoa auno wanikuwa uchishandisa mkufunza mifunzo nezimweo. Saka andosha vanga wari kutawaraipu pano kuti mazuwa anu. Uye jepazuwa rino pasiro seriru kuranga razuwa reva tapire nao. Chanyanyo neta inyayaye nao zenema. Nauti tinoona panguwa ino ye COVID-19. Pane jizinji shuta uruwa pamsoro pe yatingati ya nomba ye COVID-19. Yataona vajinji. Vachiwani kwa iwa wachizengurira kuti vaende kunobaiwa nezvizvo vanenge vaona zvinenge zvatumirwa kana kungave kuri kuma WhatsApp group kana kuTwitter kana kupi kuFacebook ikoko kana kuInstagram nevamwewo vanenge vangonyora asi zvisina hunyanzvi. Saka ndozvavanga vari kutaura kuti ndozvatiri kuona mazuva ano kuti vanonyora vawanda asi kuti zvavanenge vanyora izvi zvinenge zviri zvechokwadi here kana kuti kwete ndonyaya inonyanyonetsa pari zvino nekuti vazhinji vanenge vaakuverenga tinoona kuti vazhinji vanowanzofarira dzimwe nhau dzinenge dzine chokuita fanike mazuva anaya nhau dzinenge dzine chokuita nezvavanoti juisi zviya zviya asi kana paine nhau chaidzo dzatingati idzo dzinenge dzine chokuita nezviri kunyatsoitika vazhinji vanowanikwa ivo mazuva ano sekuona kwatinoita havazowanikwa vachiteedza nhau idzi tinoona vachimhanyira kuti vanonzwa zvinenge zviri zvemakuwa nguva zhinji ndozvatinoona vazhinji vachimhanyira kuenda kwazviri asi munguva yakawanda zvinenge zvisina uchokwadi mukati. Saka panguva ino yePress Freedom Day ndozvatiri kutarisa izvozvi kuti zvinokwanisika here kuti tichidzokera panguva iye apo taiona vatori venhau vachipiwa ruremekedzo nemabasa avanoita kwete kuti tingomirira kuti tizonzwa zvinhu zviri zvinhu zviri kubva izvo kumadande mutande anenge achitaura zvemanyepo.
Now we're joined by Mr. Vusani Musontini. He's based here in USA. Musontini, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Edward Dagwet Marvelous.
Yes, tell us the microphone. So we're talking about World Press Freedom Day. You know, as an American citizen now and a Zimbabwean at the same time, what do you think about press freedom?
I think press freedom to me means that you can say whatever you want with no consequences after that, which I think, you know, when you look at Zimbabwe and then you look at the USA, it's two worlds apart. In Zimbabwe, I don't think you can say something and go home and sleep well. I think that's where I see a big difference.
So looking at the press freedom in USA, you know, compared to Zimbabwe, how would you contrast the two?
I think it's pretty much oil and water. I think I'll support that by saying in the U.S., people can say whatever they want. You can even insult the president, and there's nothing that happens to you. People are allowed, you know, to say their opinions, you know, to view, you know, sell their opinions and without any negative impact. But in Zimbabwe, I think we normally see that when people speak, they are free to speak, but I'm not sure if they'll be okay after speaking.
Now, looking at this issue concerning any citizen being a journalist in terms of, these days we've got WhatsApp, we've got Twitter, we've got Instagram, and all these social media platforms. So are you one of the journalists, in quotations, who is distributing news to anybody at any time with some kind of verification in the process or without verification?
I think I'm guilty for some of these things, especially on Twitter. And I think sometimes just liking something or retweeting something, if it's Facebook, when you like something, other people see what you like. So yes, if you don't verify some of these issues, we get caught up. We can be accused of actually promoting things that are true. Because if I like something on Facebook and my friends see that I like something, they read it. It might turn out to be false, but I think that's what we have to deal with during the time of, you know, social media. I think every government should not consider social media as an authoritative, you know, source of journalism. Mm-hmm. I think the journalists like you and many others, you have credentials. Some of us, we are not journalists. We just like things. They may turn out to be true. They may turn out to be false.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't consider ourselves as journalists at all.
Yes, marvelous. We have Mr. Antini here. Go ahead.
Aiwapo tiri kunzwa kubva kuna vantwini vari kutaura ivo kuti ichokwadi vazhinji mazuva ano fanike pamadande mutande ipapo pakadai sana Facebook nekuTwitter ukaonekwa iwe uchifarira zvimwe zvinhu zvinenge zvanyorwa nevamwewo kunyangwe zviri zvekunyepa vanhu vanobva vaziva zvaunofarirawo asi vari kutaura ivo kuti kumusha kana kuti kuZimbabwe kwakatisiyanei nekuno nekuti kuno kuAmerica kana munhu ari journalist akawanikwa iwe achibvunzurudza president zvataiona nyanya panguva yava Donald Trump anogona kuenda kumba onorara asina kutya kuti achauya achizotorwa nemapurisa asi zvakadai tikazoona zvichiitika muZimbabwe tinogona kuona kuti vatori venhau vanogona kushungurudzwa nemibvunzo kana manyorero avanenge vaita zvatingati zvenhau dzavanenge vatora nyanya vachinyora zvinhu zvakadai sezvinoita nechekuita nehurumende saka vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti ehe dande mutande zvechokwadi rakanganisa iya yatingati kutorwa kwenhau kwechokwadi nekuti mumwe anongogona kuenda kuTwitter ononyorawo zvake zvaanofunga obva awanikwa iye achitumidzira vanhu vakawanda voita retweet zvigoenda zvakadaro pasina kunyatsozikanwa kuti zvanyorwa izvi zviri balanced here ndezvechokwadi here zvinofollowa journalistic ethics here saka vari kuti ichokwadi ndo zviri kuitikawo mazuva ano zvavari kuona nyanya
ye so mwasangane pavantini kunokukuluma kuti lawe uyakuona suruchita ezinye izinto kumbe zipakuposela so kodwa konke loko kutshoni kutsho ukuthi sokule press freedom emhlabeni onke jikelele ngoba lawo phela ungazuza information oyifunayo pho emphakathini so kule press freedom kumbe press freedom kathesi isihlakazwa ngabantu
i-press freedom ayisafanele yakudala ngoba there's all the new sources of information. So esikhathi yokuqinisa ukuthi kuningi okungamanga okukhona. Lokhu ngakufananisa lalokhu babadube. I think ukuthi sikhuluma ngama-journalists lapha.
Mm-hmm.
I guess fanye nama-politicians, lama-propaganda abasitshela wona. Ama-politicians akhuluma amanga every day. We can even talk about President Biden or Trump.
Mm-hmm.
We realize ukuthi when they get fact-checked, like Biden, for instance, which within his 100 days, ukhulume izinto ezingasiyoqiniso ezingu 25, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
UTrump wayekhulume kuma 200 and something in 100 days. So these things, I think, let's not concentrate only on ama journalists. Let's also look at ama politicians. I guess one omgwadi, labo Chinamasa, during ama ZANU PF press conference. Bekhuluma amanga kanti bona indawo bengakusho ukuthi asingakhayeli ukuthi abanye abantu ngama-private citizen kumbe ngama-journalist let us apply umthetho even lakuma-politicians konto uyahamba
njani kuhamba njani ngakubona kwakho ubona ani kuhamba njani kwenziwa njani
bengaphelela emajele onke ama-politicians
ngoba makhanya baqamba amanga
asho kona bathi i-propaganda ngoba ama-politician uyakhanyela umuntu nxa ekuzanywa kumbe i-MDC kulesikhathi akhuluma for iparty yakhe kube lesikhathi akhulumela i-government ungakhanyela umuntu onjengabo abezanu PF iparty xa bekhuluma for iparty batsho ama-propaganda banxa sebekhulumela i-state bazazama ukukhuluma iqiniso njalo ungakhanyela kuma-opposition party nxa umuntu ezikhulumela for iparty lo muntu okhuluma e-under oath ingabe kuparlament kulo mehluko so esikhathi bona bale-propaganda nxa bekhuluma ngama-parties abo lathi kumele ama-private citizen dasisekele sikhuluma intando zethu yebo nxa into ingathena ukuthi ingamanga ngamanga sidlulele phambi ama-journalist abenkile should be afforded i-opportunity ukuthi a-retracte i-story nxa ukuthi i-journalist i-twitte into engasiyoqiniso
Mhm. Eh njengoba ukukhuluma kwakho kolapho ke stolofaya sikhiwa amafshane.
What I was saying is the fact that I think we should not only look at journalists and also the private citizens alone. Let us also look at the politicians. we do see politicians speaking for their parties using propaganda. And those propaganda is nothing but lies that they say. So, you know, when they double between representing their own party, they say one thing using propaganda, but when they are under oath, that's where they'll tend to tell something that is true. Even under oath, they keep telling lies. So I think let's not only concentrate on the journalists and also the private citizens. Let us apply the rule to everyone. And if we do that, I think 99% of the politicians will go to jail.
Hmm. Marvelous.
I like the comparison you gave between the president of the United States, Joe Biden, and Mr. Donald Trump, the former president. Can you just tell us that in English? Because that's a very interesting fact.
Yeah, what I was saying is the journalists, in this case, they are only giving it. Donald Trump and President Biden.
Mm-hmm.
President Biden was found to have said more than 25, I don't want to say lies, but we'll leave it at that. Unchecked or unsupported facts.
Okay.
Whereas during the same 100 days, Donald Trump told more than 250 unverified truths. So,
that's a better way of putting it. Apo tirikunzwa kantini vari kutaura ivo pamusoro vachiti ivo zvakakosha kuti tisangotarisa chete mabasa ari kuitwa nevatapi venhau asi tiwane kutitarisa kuti ko ivo vatungamiri vehurumende vanofanirwa kungewo vachitariswawo kuti ivo nhau dzavari kupa vatori venhau ndedzechokwadi here kana kuti kwete nekuti vari kutaura ivo kuti takambotarisa zviri kuitika imo muno muamerica muno vanoiti inonzi fact checked vakati pakaitwa ipo comparison yekuona kuti pautongi hwava Joe Biden first 100 days pane here zvavakataura zvakawanikwa zvichiongororwa zvikaonekwa zvisina kunyatsoti tsvikiti vakati ehe zviripo zvinhu 25 vakati pasi pava Donald Trump panguva iyoyi yefirst 100 days vakange vanewo zvavanga vataura zvanga zvisina kunyatsowanikwa umbowo zvinosvika izvo 200 saka ndozvavari kuedza kutsanangudza kuti zvakakosha kuti vamwewo vanoita mabasa eutungamiri nekuti tinoona kunonzi kuine propaganda nyanya kune vanoita zvematongerwo enyika saka vari kuti izvi zvinenge zvichida kuti zvigadziriswe kuitira kuti nhaurwa dzinozobuda dzibude dziri dzechokwadi uyezve dzisina kwadzakarerekera Gibbs.
Yeah, so Mr. Mtini, what's your real, or let me say, your imagined press freedom? Exactly, what does it entail, you know?
I think in the new age of social media, we should all be free to say whatever we want. Each government should come up with their own ways of, disseminating their own information to counter anything that is not true out there. Because I think propaganda is going both ways, from the governments, from the CSOs, the trade unions, the opposition, even the citizens, we have our own propaganda. But largely, we have propaganda coming from citizens because our governments are not giving us all the information that we need. Let's talk about the issue of COVID-19 and the vaccines. There were many speculations, many conspiracy theories because the government wasn't giving us the right information. And also, many people were speaking on behalf of the government. You find that there were many people coming into this show telling us conflicting issues. Mm-hmm. And 2 days later, it turns out it wasn't true. So there was a lot of misinformation coming from the party, which resulted in us as citizens also doing our own research and saying our mind. But at the end of the day, I think we need to be free to say what we need to say without any issues after we have spoken.
Thank you so much. I think we've come to the end of our show today. We wish to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Busani Mbuso Mtini. He lives here in USA. Mr. John Masuhu, who is a veteran broadcaster based in Zimbabwe, and Mr. Kurawone. Good night.